Let's press pause. I've got a 5-minute Jesus for you. Actually, it's more like 3 minutes. The fundamental idea behind the Christian canon, the official collection of authoritative texts, was that the church was striving to discover anything with apostolic authority. If a document was written by an apostle or a colleague of an apostle, and that document was consistent with what the apostles taught, that document was felt to be weighty. It had authority. It's similar to the way you might listen to the official statements of an ambassador, because ambassadors reflect the mind of the sending government. That's the key thought. Christians believed they could hear the voice of Christ, the truth of God, in the teaching of the apostles. It's quite a different idea of scripture from, say, Islam, which views the Quran as divine dictation, a direct disclosure of God's own thoughts in the first person. I, God, tell you this and that. The early Christians' theory of inspiration was based on the logic that the apostles were charged by Christ to speak with authority on his behalf. The simple thing I want to point out is that this goes right back to Jesus. The early church didn't invent this because they wanted a new scripture. They knew beyond doubting that Jesus had appointed apostles, a word that's very similar in meaning to our word ambassador. Apostle, apostolos, just means sent one, and it carries the connotation of being sent with the authority of the sender. And this notion is everywhere in our evidence. So the earliest gospel, Mark, has the statement in chapter 3 that says, Jesus appointed 12 that they might be with him and he might send them out to preach. I know we associate the word preach with sort of religious activities, but actually the term kerusso means an official herald. They were his heralds. Then there's a reference to this same idea in a completely separate, independent source scholars call Q. It's the shared material in Matthew and Luke that isn't in Mark, and it too can be dated very early. In fact, this can be dated to about the 50s. Here's the version retained in Luke 22. You can find another version in Matthew. Jesus said, I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. It's obvious here that Jesus appointed his 12 as new leaders or judges of God's renewed Israel. Just as there were 12 patriarchs at the founding of ancient Israel, so there are 12 apostles to rule on behalf of the king in the new covenant. Independent of both Mark and Q is the Apostle Paul, writing in the mid-50s, but actually in this text, he quotes an early creed that most scholars can date to about 5 years after the events. Paul quotes the creed as saying, Christ appeared to Cephas, that's Peter, and then to the 12. The point is, three early and separate sources coincide on this crucial point. Christ himself established a select group to be his authorized heralds and judges over the people of God. Now, we might not buy any of that, but there's no denying that the early Christian passion to find anything written with apostolic authority and then submit to it as if to Christ himself is an idea you can trace back to the historical Jesus himself. You can press play now.